My guest at this time is Diana Furtscott-Roth. She is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, where she is also director of Economics 21. She served in a number of impressive capacities in the George W. Bush administration, including chief economist at the U.S. Department of Labor and chief of staff of the President's Council of Economic Advisers. She joins me now to talk about a better-than-expected jobs report for the month of May, which brings the U.S. official unemployment rate down to 3.8%, the lowest since the year 2000, with other good news coming along with it, 223,000 new jobs also in the month of May. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
Well, obviously, the economy is quite a bit better than it was just a few years ago. This jobs report not only has more jobs than was expected for the month of May, it also shows that the U6 rate, which you and I have talked about many times, is at its lowest rate of 7.6% since the year 2001. Wages, while we wish they were rising more quickly, are still headed in the right direction. So how bullish are you about the economy right now, and especially in the jobs market?
Well, I think the jobs market is performing very, very well. I think that everyone can be very happy with the numbers that came out today. And if I could just explain the reason that wages are not rising higher. If you look at the jobs report carefully, you can see that the unemployment rate went down the most among people without a high school diploma and people with a high school diploma and no college. Those are the lowest skilled people in the workforce, and they come in at a lower wage. So one needs to realize that this is an average wage, and when the economy is employing more low-skilled workers, as we want it to do, then the average wage will not rise as quickly as if all the gains were among the group who had a BA. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. Very good point.
So we're comparing different groups of people across months. And so I think we should not look too seriously at these wage gains and say they're a disadvantage, because also they do not include benefits such as the cost of health insurance, sick leave, maternity leave, vacation. Anytime an employer gives a benefit, that's part of an employee's compensation package, but it's not reflected in the hourly wage. In fact, sometimes it makes the hourly wage rise less often than it would have otherwise.
So what metrics besides that then do you look at, and what other indicators do you see from perhaps more highly skilled positions about where things are headed in terms of wages and benefits and that sort of thing?
Well, I think the tightness of the labor market, the 3.8% unemployment rate, does augur very, very well for future wage increases within one's particular group, the 6.6 million job vacancies, the fact that the labor force participation rate went down a tad. That means there are not more people coming in the workforce, which means that you, if you want to quit your job and go to a higher paying job with a competitor, are going to have more latitude to do that. So I think things look very, very strong on the earnings front.
Diana, one of the things that you and I have also talked about, which might be the lone bit of frustrating news here, is the labor force participation rate. It's down just a bit again to 62.7%. Why is that sticking where it is?
Well, there might be some seasonality in that that's not picked up by the normal seasonal adjustment factors, in that it's the beginning of summer. Some women who might be considering entering the labor market might not do so until school starts again in September. So we don't know. But that is definitely something that we want to address, especially among workers in their prime age group, 25 to 55. We want to make sure that the incentives are right. And President Trump has suggested adjustments to welfare to make sure that people have an incentive to work or else get job training, and they're encouraged to take the jobs that are offered to them. And those proposals are always worth looking at.
A lot of people obviously very bullish on the jobs numbers today. Some free market economists, as I'm sure you've seen, and you might be one of them, are a little bit concerned about the fate of the president's new tariffs on the economy, both aimed at Europe and some towards China and so forth. What do you make of those? What impact do you think they're likely to have overall?
I think that one has to realize that this is a negotiating tool, and also that China is stealing America's intellectual property. And so something has to be done. President after president has ignored the theft of America's intellectual property, and it needs to be addressed. There have been countless complaints lodged with the World Trade Organization. Nothing has been done. So President Trump is taking this into his own hands. And it's very important that intellectual property theft not be allowed, because we in America have a comparative advantage in innovation and the creation of intellectual property.
So what advice do you have for him on that front going forward, as well as other advice for making the economy even stronger?
I think pressing ahead with deregulation is going to make the economy stronger. And as the tax cuts start to take more effect, as companies start to realize and implement plans based on the 21% corporate tax rate, we're going to see a lot stronger economy going forward. Don't forget that the tax cuts were only passed January 1st. Businesses are still changing their plans based on those tax cuts, and individuals will not feel the full brunt of the tax cuts until they get their refunds next April 2019. So we also need to look ahead to that as another example of a boost to the economy when people get higher than expected tax refunds.
Well, Diana, you and I walked together through some of the reports in the darkest days following the financial crisis. It's good to be together to talk about some good news on the economic front. Thank you very much for your time today.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Diana Furchtgott-Roth, she is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She is also director of the Institute's Economics 21 program. In the George W. Bush administration, she served as chief economist at the U.S. Department of Labor and chief of staff of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.